Chapter 12. Knock, knock. Blue like the sky. Blue like the ocean. Blue like the poison blue grapes Jonah stole from Frau Gothel's garden. I cannot believe that both my brother and my puppy are blue. Uh-oh, Jonah says, looking down at the blue skin of his hand. This is bad, isn't it? I can only nod in shock. Should I knock again? Rapunzel asks me nervously. Yes, I say, closing my eyes and pretending the blue doesn't exist. Knock again. She knocks one more time. Prince barks one more time. I'm getting a bit of a headache. Who is it? A female voice finally asks. Good. At least not everything is going wrong. First, I'll reunite Rapunzel with her parents. Then I'll worry about turning Jonah and Prince back to their regular colors. It's Rapunzel, Rapunzel says nervously. Rapunzel who? The woman asks. Rapunzel, your daughter, she says. I don't have a daughter, the woman snaps. I step up to the door, getting nervous. Your husband gave her away when she was born, I explain. He traded her for the herb Rapunzel. Now she's all grown up and she escaped and she's so excited to meet you. The woman cracks open the door. I can see the glow of her light brown eyes peering out from the shadows. Her eyes then dart down toward Prince, who is cowering near my ankle. I don't like dogs, the woman says, especially blue ones. Hey, Jonah pipes up. It's not easy being blue. And I don't have a daughter, the woman adds firmly. But I... Rapunzel's eyes fill with tears. Don't you remember me? I'm sorry, but I have no idea what you're talking about. You should leave and take your strange friends with you. The woman slams the door shut. Rapunzel takes a step back like she's been slapped. I feel like I've been slapped, too. I can't believe that just happened. Rapunzel's mother doesn't even remember her. How could a mother forget about her own kid? She doesn't want me, Rapunzel whispers and buries her face in her hands. It's her loss, I say, desperate to make her feel better. I put my arm around Rapunzel, feeling guilty. It was my idea to come here. Now Rapunzel is rejected by her mother, and Jonah and Prince are blue. We don't need her, I add quickly. We'll go back to the castle. We still have our spot in the line. We'll meet Pickles. That can be your happy ending. Who needs parents? Not you. I hold my breath, hoping she cheers up. Rapunzel can only shake her head and let out a small sob. Okay, forget about the prince. That's all right. You barely know him. What about your songs? You can become a famous singer. You'll give concerts. You'll be amazing. I sound slightly hysterical, maybe because I am. First, Jonah and I destroyed Rapunzel's hair, then I broke her heart. We definitely messed up this story. Rapunzel ignores me. She spins around and runs. Rapunzel, wait! I yell, chasing after her. Blue Jonah follows right behind me. Blue Prince chases us both. Rapunzel sprints to the carriage and jumps onto the front seat, grabbing the reins. I should never have listened to you. Her eyes are red and her nose is running. I admit we made a few mistakes, I say. You were wrong about everything. I'm going to the one place I feel safe. Where? I ask. The palace? No, I'm going back to the place that has my books and my poems and my pillow and my instruments and my conditioner. You guys ruined everything, my hair and my life. I'm going back to the tower. She takes off, leaving us stranded at the side of the road. Immediately, we hear the sound of hooves approaching from the other direction. Slowly, I turn around. A horse is approaching. An old woman is on the horse. An old woman in black overalls and black rubber boots. Crumbs. My heart races. It's Frau and Basil, and they're headed right toward us.